Time to take 10 with the Chamber, where we meet the entrepreneurs, leaders, and business owners who make Bemidji go. Here are your hosts, the Executive Director of the Bemidji Area Chamber of Commerce, Abby Randall, and Kev Jackson.
And welcome to Take 10 with the Chamber. Each month, we bring you a new Chamber member guest and set the timer to interview them and find out what's going on in their world, but for only 10 minutes. Our guests are very busy people, and we know you're very busy as well. So we're going to give you some great content, but not tie you up for an hour or more. We're going to talk for 8 minutes and 45 seconds of business-related questions, and then it's the fun rapid fire. So let's get started. Welcome to episode number 9 with me, Kev Jackson, and of course, Abby Randall, the executive director of your Bemidji Chamber of Commerce. Abby, it's all yours.
Thanks, Kev. Thanks for having us. We have an exciting podcast today.
We do.
We have the fabulous Ashley Stevens from Edward Jones. Short intro about Ashley. She is just an amazing volunteer with Rotary, past president of Rotary. She's involved in everything from United Way to all great community causes, all around just great person to know. So thank you so much for being here with us today, Ashley.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited that you're here to learn more about you.
And it's time to learn about her. And again, it is Take 10, so we got to get the timer ready to go.
Right.
And
set.
Abby, start the timer, start the questions.
So we're just going to jump into it, Ashley. Many of our listeners know the name Edward Jones. We've heard it. We've seen it. Tell us about you and what is unique about what you do for Edward Jones.
So, like Abby said, thank you for the beautiful introduction. My name is Ashley Stevens. I have been a financial advisor locally prior to going to Edward Jones. I was independent, so coming to Edward Jones was pretty cool just because, like you said, everyone knows Edward Jones. It's a very trusted organization in the community. But I feel like what people don't know is that Edward Jones is not just about investing. Edward Jones is everything from helping young families budget to midlife changes like career, all the way through to finding income in retirement. So it's very holistic, and I think people are focused on the investment piece, but we do so much more.
That's amazing. What is your favorite type of person to work with? Is it the young family? I suppose you can't pick favorites, but is it the young family? Is it the person getting ready to retire? What do you feel like you really identify with?
I have a soft spot for those families, and I think just because I can relate, and I love watching families really get their finances organized because it sets them up for success and their children up for success, and that's really exciting for me. And then seeing people make the transition from working all their lives into retirement can be, you know, a little bit unstable feeling. And so it's fun to get them through that transition. That's my other favorite part.
Beautiful.
What is this retirement thing you speak
about?
Some people do it every once in a while.
Some people do it early, some people do it late. I'm going to jump ahead, Kevin, take this next question because this is like my burning question for Ashley. If you don't know, Ashley's a young leader in our community, a female leader, and this is the question. Being a working mom can be hard. What's your biggest motivator or mantra to keep going? Do you seek outside help? Do you get, you know, listen to podcasts? How do you stay motivated to stay on top of it all?
Part of it's probably ADHD, but I think a bigger part of it, of my energy, is really just loving to learn. Like, I feel like I move forward quickly because I just grab on to the next thing that comes at me. But really, I've leaned so heavily on the mentors in the community. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that generically. I mean that I genuinely have built really strong relationships. And when I find something that I don't know, then I keep working at it. But also, I feel like I've done a great job at reaching outside the community for other mentors to bring things that I don't know to our community. So trying to improve things as I'm a part of them, whether it's Rotary or you know, support within reach other organizations in the community. I really am always trying to learn to improve the things that I'm associated with.
That's amazing. So the key takeaways, building great relationships, just keeping moving forward, lifelong learner. I think those are things that we can all identify with as we kind of move up through our community. And you see that that's really like kind of the pinnacle of success, really.
Well, and what I'm interested from Ashley is the fact she came from a long ways away and made her
way
to Bemidji, Minnesota. What is it about Bemidji, Minnesota that that you like so much? That you gave up all that heat and sunshine.
Yeah, if you don't know, Ashley's from California.
I am, yes. So I do get to go home and visit, so it's not that I don't ever get to enjoy that weather anymore. But really, when I moved here, it did not take me long to figure out that how important that the pace of life was and building quality relationships, because in California, you're just moving so quickly all the time that you don't always take the time to really spend time with each other or get to know your neighbors. Everyone does that here, and I love that. I love that people will just, you know, they see you doing something at your house, and they'll just show up and say, hey, what's going on? Because that's just what kind of community we have. And now I go back to California to visit, and after about 3 days, I'm ready to come back because I just, you know, I love this life. I love where we are and the people that are in it, so I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
I think that in Bemidji, if you're a people lover, if you just love all things people and connections and relationships, you're in the perfect spot. Because there's so many people in our community that are great mentors, like you said, or are happy to share their wisdom. And even competitors in our business community, you see reaching out to each other and saying, oh, I notice that you're struggling with this. I have this thing that might help you, or let's band together and use our voice collectively, which, I mean, that's what the Chamber's all about. It's so amazing to
see. This wasn't part of the question, but that's a huge piece of the Chamber, is that being a part of the Chamber over the last couple of years has provided me with the resources to be able to reach out to anyone in the community if I need something or if I'm looking for an answer to a question. And I feel like they're a phone call away because I've already been connected to them in some way through the Chamber and through the activities and the relationships that we've built.
For sure.
It's been
for sure
life-changing.
Wonderful.
Well, you have done a few things since you got to town. What is the most important lesson you've learned in your business journey?
So, no pressure,
the most important one.
You know, I have a tendency to try and reinvent the wheel. Like, you know, I have all these ideas and I'm always wanting to try new things. But if I've learned one thing, it's that there's probably somebody in our community that's already done a great job at it. There's probably somebody that's already been successful. So it's super important to reach out to those people. Like we were talking about, we've been talking about mentors. Find those mentors, because you don't always have to recreate the wheel. You can take bits and pieces of what other people have already done. And that's just really reaching out to the people that you've already built those relationships with. So, I mean, it's a multifaceted approach to really building something great. But the other thing that I've learned, because along the way, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. I think the other thing I've learned is, like, just don't quit. Don't quit until you're proud, but also that success, it comes after some of those biggest obstacles. So right when you feel like quitting the most is generally when those big breakthroughs happen. And so I've found along the way that when times aren't as pretty, that you just keep going and you get through those obstacles and you've either learned something or you've grown or you've found success on the other side of it.
For sure. And I think that you navigate that space so beautifully. You know, I watched you be the president of Rotary, and you're so confident, and you lead the meeting, but you're so authentic and genuine, too. You make fun of yourself. If the meeting doesn't quite go the way, you know, traditionally it's gone before, you laugh it off, you crack a joke, but you also appreciate all of the people that have been there for, you know, 10 years, 20 years. So, I mean, that's just really fun to hear. And what, you know, we have a little bit more time to explore this question. What would you give advice for, like your 20-year-old self in that space?
Man, that's
like, think back to that time.
That's a difficult question. I would say that if you asked the 20-year-old me if I would ever be a financial advisor, I would have said, there's no way, absolutely not. But at the end of the day, my passion is people. And in college, I started off as a psychology major. Obviously not what I ended up doing, but ultimately what I found is that what I do is kind of the same realm. I'm working with people.
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
trying to help. I'm transitioning them from point A to point B, and that's what I love. I love watching people succeed. So if I can be a part of that process, whether it's psychology or finance, I'm all about it.
I think that she would have given the 20-year-old her the advice, buy some North Face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or stock in Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that is our time for that round. That was inspired. Let me try to get that off. Yeah. That was inspiring.
Yes.
I think that the lessons that we learned is don't quit, keep going, but also attach yourself to people that have done it before. You know, try to find those leaders in your community and don't try to compete with them. Try to go at it, you know, together. And yes. I love that.
Yes.
I mean, and like I said, that's what the chamber's all about. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you made great connections. And I'm so glad, Ashley, that you are one of the connections to me, too.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
She's awesome. Ashley's awesome.
So what are we going to do next, Kev?
Well, I think you call it rapid fire.
Okay, so now I need to just take a little step back on my timer here.
Yep.
We're going to put 1 minute on the clock, and we're going to ask Ashley a series of questions, and they're just going to be no-brainers. Just shout out the first thing that you think. All right,
okay.
Ready?
All right. Ready.
Go.
Rapid fire. Hurry up!
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Oh,
dogs.
Easy. No question whatsoever.
Dogs or kids?
I've got both as an answer.
Both. Okay.
What's your favorite food?
Chips and salsa.
If you had to change your name, what would it be? That's a stumper.
Mm-hmm.
Come back to that. We left her speechless.
What was your first job?
Babysitter.
What's your favorite color? Pink. You're wearing yellow.
My daughter would say black.
Really? Pink.
Black or gray.
Describe style in one word. Oh, I would say you're very chic, modern.
Oh.
I'm answering for you.
Yeah, thank you. That's
what do you think?
I was gonna say outside of work I'm generally very more sporty. Like I'm a
Oh jeez. We got so wrapped up in the style, we couldn't even hardly finish our well, thank you, Ash.
We're going to give her one. I'm going to ask her one more question.
Okay.
And this one she will not answer on air, so people will have to go to your social place to find out.
Can't wait.
When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? Don't tell us now. Tell us after we're done recording, and we'll post it on the social.
Got it. I love that. It's a little Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
One thing you wanted to be when you were a kid. Probably a financial advisor. A psychologist, right? We'll find out.
We will find out. All right. Well, that is it. I'm Kev Jackson.
And I'm Abby Randall.
That was Take 10 with the Chamber. Let's give a big shout out to our guest, Ashley Stevens.
Thank you.
And again, if you want to hear the very last answer, find the information on the Chamber Facebook page?
Chamber Facebook, We'll have it all over. Just come do a little digging with the Chamber. You'll probably find some things you like.
And, of course, if people need to know what's going on and people want to know more about the Chamber, where do they go at?
Go to www.bemidji.org. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Anywhere. I mean, at this stage, I'm just rocking the TikTok. I'm just starting out. I mean, literally anywhere. And Ashley, where can we find you?
So you can find me on the Edward Jones website, but my phone number is 218-755-7272. You can call anytime.
All right. We hope you liked this 10-ish minute break. We encourage you to remember to take more breaks, be kind, support your local businesses, of course, and we'll have another Take 10 with the Chamber down the road not too long in the future.
Thanks, Kev.
This has been Take 10 with the Chamber. Join Abby and Kev next time when we'll meet another great member of the Bemidji Area Chamber of Commerce.
Take 10 with the Chamber has been a presentation of Redhead's Rule Radio.